Okay, so this is a hypnosis session for self-worth, self-esteem, and assertiveness. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy. Find a comfy spot for your head, your back, your legs. Uncross your legs and arms and just allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to forget about the sounds around you may hear from time to time. Throughout this session, you may notice sounds, and you can just use that awareness to come back to your breath, come back to the sounds of the words, and come back to the sensations of relaxation in your body. It's not important that you block out anything or force anything to happen, just to let things unfold as they may. And if your mind wanders, and it may, you can just gently escort it back to your breath, back to the sounds of my words, and back to the growing sensations of relaxation in your body. Throughout this session, you'll be able to go to the depth of the trance that is comfortable for you at this moment. And each and every time you practice this hypnosis, you may find yourself permitting yourself to go to a deeper trance. The depth of the trance is unimportant. What's more important is that you enjoy the experience. By just allowing yourself to enjoy it, to let go and relax, you'll allow yourself to enjoy the most of this experience, get the greatest benefit from this experience. So now with your eyes open, I'd like you to stare straight upwards as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows through to the top of your head, staring straight upwards. And then as you stare upwards, take a long, slow, deep breath in and hold it. Now slowly close your eyes as you hold that breath. Close your lids as you continue to stare upwards under your closed lids, feeling a light strain in the lower lids. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You can release that breath. Let that breath all the way out. Just like a balloon collapsing, you're draining all the tension from your body, from every nerve, every fiber, every muscle in your body is relaxing more and more with every exhalation. And if it's comfortable for you, focus all your attention on breathing in through your nose. If it's more comfortable to breathe in through your mouth, that's okay too. Just what's most important is focusing all your attention on the movement of the breath in as you breathe nice and deep and comfortably in. Going deeper and deeper with every exhalation, gradually feeling more relaxed than you felt in a long time. Going deep, deep inside of yourself to find that part of you that knows you're special, that knows your feelings matter. Drifting deeper and deeper with every long, slow, deep breath in and every exhalation. Drifting deeper and deeper. You may find it comforting to imagine your whole body is just floating, floating right down through the chair with each breath, floating more and more, deeper and deeper. With every breath, you'll feel more deeply relaxed, more calm, more peaceful. Floating somewhere safe, somewhere comfortable, like a small bath, a small pool, a calming, soothing lake. Floating somewhere peaceful, calm, and easy, paying attention only to the sound of my voice. Other sounds you'll hear will be pleasantly in the background and there just to help you. Focus on your breath. Focus on the growing sensations of relaxation in your body and the sounds of my words. And so when you're ready, taking a long, slow, deep breath in, focusing all your attention on the movement of the breath in and out. And as you exhale, really let go. Let yourself drift. Let your whole body relax. Drifting deeper and deeper to a pleasant, relaxed hypnotic state. More calm, more peaceful, more tranquil than you've felt in a long time. Just letting your whole body relax and letting your mind drift to a safe, comfortable, imaginary place, wherever that may be. And this place your mind drifts off to may simply be filled with a calming, soothing energy and color, or may it be a specific place you've been before or would like to go. You may drift off to this, imagine you're floating in the clouds, floating on a mountain top, floating on a beach somewhere. It doesn't really matter where you float off. Most important is your mind enjoys this wonderful, calm, tranquil, peaceful place it drifts off to. And as your mind drifts off there more and more, your thoughts will slow down in a very natural way. Slowing down as if you're not really thinking about much at all. This happens naturally, gradually, in your time. And with every long, slow, deep breath in, and when you're ready, taking a long, slow, deep breath in. And with each exhalation, you'll notice how the furniture is fully supporting your entire body. It's cocooning you. You're feeling safe and comfortable and peaceful. And as you pay attention to the movement of every breath, pay attention with curiosity and surprise to the growing sensations of relaxation you notice in your body, whatever they may be for you. You allow yourself the opportunity to go deep, deep inside, to go inside and relax more and more, knowing this is your time to experience a sensation of deep relaxation. This is your time to feel more calm, more peaceful, more tranquil than you felt in a long time. This is your opportunity to really enjoy this experience, to allow your mind to settle down in a very natural way so that you're not really thinking about much at all, and allow your body to relax, more relaxed than you felt in a long time. And you can let go of any other sound other than my voice. And as you listen to my voice, you can also focus on your breath and the growing sensations of relaxation. This is wonderful, easy and relaxing. And so as you take another long, slow, deep breath in, as you exhale, really notice the feeling of letting go as you let that breath all the way out. Letting that breath all the way out. And just letting your whole body relax more and more. Just taking a moment or two to really enjoy the sensations of relaxation you're experiencing. And they may be a sensation of heaviness in your forehead, flowing down over your eyes and in your cheeks. It may be a sense of lightness, numbness, or heaviness in your feet and your legs. You may notice it more in one leg than the other. It may be just a sense of heaviness, numbness, or perhaps lightness in your arms, in your hands. It might be a deep sense of relaxation in your jaw, in your shoulders, in your chest, just your whole body, more and more relaxed, letting go. And little by little, more and more, with every exhalation, you'll gradually notice more and more sensations of relaxation, whatever they may be for you. Just allow yourself to be curious and surprised how with every breath you notice more and more relaxation. And you notice this in a curious way, a curious and inviting way, wanting to experience more and more deeper relaxation, more and more quiet in the mind, more calm, more peaceful, more tranquil. It can feel so wonderful to simply relax and let go, to let your mind and your body settle down, to enjoy this mental and physical holiday. Bathed in an ocean of calm. And as you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis, you'll be able to hear my voice. And now you can relax deeper and deeper, noticing your breath. The breath, the gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. Taking some full deep breaths as you focus all of your attention on your breathing. My voice will go with you as you relax deeper and deeper. And as you relax more and more, you can begin counting backwards, starting from 300, counting backwards at whatever pace and rhythm seems right to you. And that could be one number, one digit at a time. It could be by two, by five. It's simply whatever makes sense to you, whatever is more calming, more peaceful, and easier. So counting backwards, as you relax deeper and deeper, and as you relax deeper and deeper, the little muscles at the corners of your eyes relax and soften. You may be able to imagine this, sense this, feel this. And as you relax more and more, the muscles at the corners of your mouth relax more and more, smoothing out, just as the muscles at the corners of your eyes are smoothing out. Comfortably aware of your chest and how it relaxes more and more easily with every breath. Continuing to count backwards. Comfortably aware of your legs and the sensations of relaxation in your feet, in your calves. Wonderful, comforting sensations of relaxation, whatever they may be for you. Comfortably aware of deep relaxation in your hands, your arms and your shoulders. Counting backwards further at the pace that feels right to you. And as you relax further and further, my voice may go with you and you may hear it and simply relax in so many different ways. You don't even have to think about it or focus on my voice. you can simply let the awareness drift towards your own inner peace, your own inner stillness, your own inner quiet. Just letting that focus sink deeper and deeper towards your own inner stillness, peace and quiet. And counting down further. And you can notice words, and you can notice noticing words. You can notice your body and relax. You can notice your mind and relax. And as you relax more and more, your mind becomes more sensitive, more aware of the things that I say. The suggestions I give you will become more meaningful to you. And the breath just carries on all by itself. Your body just relaxes and deepens all by itself now. And you can watch your mind wander away to a pleasant, peaceful, happy place, just wandering away there. So calm, so peaceful. Your experience, your understanding, your awareness can simply detach and slow down. Each exhalation, you notice and focus on the muscles, the corners of your eyes, the corners of your mouth, the muscles in your forehead relaxing, in your cheeks, in your hands, your arms, your shoulders relaxing. And in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I'd like you to simply notice how you sink down into a much more deeply relaxed hypnotic state. Okay, 1. When you're ready, take a deep breath in. Good, and let it go. Let yourself sink deeper and deeper relaxed. And 2, when you're ready, another deep breath in. Good. Exhale and let it go. Let yourself drift deeper and deeper now. And 3. Another deep breath in. Good. And let it go. And 4, another very deep breath. Good, and let it go. Let that breath all the way out. And just let go of everything but the comfort and deep relaxation you feel throughout your entire body. And 5, a very deep breath now. Good, and let it go, sinking down, very deeply relaxed. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take another very deep breath to fill your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, I'd like you to let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself drifting deeper and deeper, limply back, more and more relaxed. Becoming much, much more deeply relaxed and in a much deeper hypnotic state. All right, take that very full, deep breath in and hold it. And hold it. And hold it. Okay, let it go. Let yourself go deeply relaxed. Letting your whole body sink down, very comfortable. And your mind drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy, tranquil place where thoughts just slow down. Continuing to drift deeper and deeper with every normal breath you take into a quiet inner state where thoughts slow down. Slowing down as if you're not thinking about much at all. And as you continue to relax, yes, relax, enjoying that quiet inner stillness of your own inner world, the stillness you now experience. And in this stillness where all is quiet and you are safe and sound, you are at peace and everything is okay. And perhaps very realistically so, everything's way more than okay. But because everything's okay, perhaps more than okay, I'd like you to memorize this wonderful feeling you have right now of being okay, more than okay. So memorize this wonderful feeling of drifting, deep relaxation, calm, and at first you don't even have to change your breathing in any way. Just notice it. And as you do, what do you notice about the breath? Do you notice the texture, the rhythm, the pace, the temperature? The breath just changes all by itself. And right now, you're feeling deeply relaxed, more calm, more peaceful than you felt in a long time. And every time you exhale, your mind will continue to drift deeper and deeper into that quiet inner state that's so wonderful, so calming. And as you continue to relax more and more, into the quiet inner stillness of your own inner world, the stillness you now experience where all is quiet and safe, you are at peace. Everything's okay. And because everything is okay, I'd like you to memorize the feeling of being okay, way more than okay. Perhaps calmer than you felt in a long time. So to help you memorize this feeling, I'd like you to create an anchor that will automatically re-elicit, remind you of this state whenever you make this symbol. And you can create your anchor right now by taking the thumb and the forefinger of one of your hands and bringing them together, pressing the thumb and the pointing finger together to make an okay symbol. And when you feel this pressure, imagine the pressure you can remind yourself that you are okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. That's right. You are okay, just the way you are. There's nothing that needs to be changed. You today are okay, just the way you are. And everything is okay, and everything will be okay. So making that symbol and saying that quietly to yourself, I am okay, everything is okay, and everything will be okay. I am okay, everything is okay, and everything will be okay. I am okay, everything is okay, and everything will be okay. So now as I'm quiet, I'd like you to repeat that to yourself over and over, about 3 or 4 times. And each time you say those 3 phrases, in your mind's eye, I'd like you to hear your internal voice get louder. And I'd like you to notice how you believe it more and more as you say it quietly, but increasingly loud in your quiet inner mind. You can say that now as I'm quiet. And whenever you make this symbol to yourself throughout the days and remind yourself of these 3 phrases over and over again, you can be comforted to know it is true that you are okay just the way you are, and everything will be okay because you have the capacity to handle things in the moment. You can deal with them. You can connect with this particular moment in time. And you can acknowledge the indisputable fact that you are really getting through this moment and you'll get through the next. You can handle whatever comes your way moment by moment. And of course, you will make it through the next moment and any other moment after that. And you are okay, and you will be okay, because you can handle whatever comes your way. And you can remind yourself that you really are okay, aren't you? And each time you return to the present awareness of the moment you're in, even in times of turmoil and distress, you will build the self-confidence so that even a temporary imbalance only lasts a moment and you can handle it. All you'll need to do is bring your thumb and your forefinger together to make an okay symbol and remind yourself, I am okay. Everything's okay and everything will be okay. And you and I both know that thinking positively, thinking optimistically is possible. And the more we do it, the more possible it is. It's a skill that grows just like a plant. The more we water it, the more we flex it, the stronger the skill gets. And that positivity, that optimism, that persistence grows stronger and stronger. Positivity, thinking positively, is powerful. Everyone has the ability to think positively, optimistically. We have the ability to choose what we think about, how we think about it, and for how long. Thinking positively, optimistically, helps us. It helps us make choices that are better for us. Thinking positively, optimistically, is connected with success. Thinking negatively is connected with depression and anxiety. What do you choose? You can choose to focus on positive, optimistic thoughts. You can choose how long you focus on them and how you focus on them. Are you ready to do that now? Take a moment to decide when a negative, anxious, self-critical thought comes to mind. Decide what positive thing you're going to do instead. What positive thing you're going to say to yourself instead. Just take a moment to make that decision. Knowing I am okay, everything is okay, and everything will be okay. I am okay, everything is okay, and everything will be okay. You have the ability, the power to believe in yourself. You have the ability, the power to know what you need, to know what you feel, and to know how to best get those needs and feelings met for you. That is a unique knowledge that you have. Only you have that knowledge. That knowledge is unique to you. What you need, what you feel, and how best to meet your needs. This is something only you know. And this is something that you can ask for more and more. From now on, you will see yourself, feel yourself, and hear yourself speak your needs more often, more loudly, more clearly. You'll see yourself, feel yourself. Ask yourself, what do I feel? What do I need? What do I want? How do I want to get it? And then you'll see yourself and feel yourself doing just that. Asking for what you need. Putting that out there for the world. Defining who you are. Speaking your truth that only you know. Taking care of your needs in a way that makes sense to you. You'll see yourself, feel yourself doing that more and more. Because you and I both know I am okay. Everything's okay and everything will be okay. Taking care of yourself is your responsibility. It's your number one priority. Taking care of yourself means advocating for yourself, asking for what you need, saying no, speaking up, letting your voice get louder. Taking care of yourself is your number one need. Your needs are just as important as anyone else's. And their needs and your needs need to be compromised. There needs to be a middle ground. So I'd like you to take a moment to see yourself, feel yourself, speaking your needs, your wants, louder, using a louder voice, respectful voice, kind voice, but it's a louder voice, a confident voice. It's a voice without doubt. It's a voice with certainty. See yourself and feel your voice getting louder in a respectful, kind, assertive way. There's a certainty in your voice. There's a determination. There's a confidence. Imagine opening the curtains and letting the world see who you are by saying yes to some things and no to others, by being okay with who you are. Open those curtains, speak louder. It's time to reveal yourself, to like yourself, to speak your truth, to be honest with who you are, and share that with the world. By sharing your needs, your beliefs, your wants, your opinions, respectful of others, needs, beliefs, values, but respectful of your own. Some people develop an overwhelming habit of thinking in themselves in a repeatedly positive way. This can be your habit as well. Repeatedly positive, cheerful, optimistic, and confident. They see themselves in a positive light, aware of their shortcomings and their struggles, but acutely aware of their strengths, their abilities, their talents. And deep down inside, you know what you need. You know what is good for you. Visualizing repeatedly will help you develop new patterns, new ways of thinking, new ways of expressing yourself, of behaving, new ways of getting your needs met, of saying no. Thinking of yourself as happy, calm, confident, resourceful person repeatedly will begin to produce the most wonderful results in your life. So now I'd like you to stop and imagine for a moment, several weeks from now. Several weeks from now, after you've been repeatedly practicing, visualizing this new positive way of speaking up, stating your needs asking for what you want, sharing your opinions, showing who you are, what you feel, what you need, what you believe, in a respectful, considerate way. Notice several weeks from now the phenomenal changes. Perhaps calmer, perhaps more confident, knowing on a deep, deep level you can only do your best. You're only one person. You'll make mistakes, but you'll forgive and you'll move on. Amplify this sense of pride. Amplify the confidence. Let the doubt float into the background. Let the criticism float into the background. And as you do this, as you imagine this, bring your thumb and your forefinger together to remind you, I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. Make the image of you a few weeks from now more confident, more bold, more courageous, more colorful. Make the image rich, bright, and appealing. Fuse with that image. Become one with that image. Knowing I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. Feel the calm, the confidence, the courage, the boldness. Feel the desire to share your opinions, to say yes, to say no, to carve out who you are. Reveal yourself to the world. I am okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. And in a moment, when I count from 1 to 7, you'll open your eyes. You'll feel alert without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. And I'll begin counting from 1 to 7. And at 7, you'll open your eyes, knowing it's time to return to a state of conscious awareness, return to the room around you, feeling energized and determined. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, more aware, more alert. 6, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. And 7, when you're ready, you can return to the room around you, feeling a little more confident, relaxed, energized, and refreshed.